Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Off we go. Got Rock Wars coming up a little bit. Brett is racking his brain about this, but I'm busy reading right now about, Brady and I were talking about this before the show started, the Robert F. Kennedy's running for president, and he picked his running mate. You know, and as a guy, you look and you go, hey, she's pretty. You can't help it. I know ladies hate that, but you can't help it. And then you look at her history. I'd never heard of her. Her name is Nicole Shanahan. And she's 38. She used to be married to the guy who co-founded Google, Sergey Brin. But evidently, and I was going to say the bad word. Her, like Fort Knox. Because she was with the Google co-founder and then straight away with Elon Musk.
Yeah, you don't even need to go past Google, but man, Elon's
you think
a nice
you can
follower.
Upgrade
yeah.
from the dude who, how good is your that you didn't even as a thing go, I can't do better than this.
She like, might get my vote now, actually.
She was with the co-founder of Google and thought, there's better out there for me. And got it. That's hard to do. And then she boned Elon, who risked billions boning her. And she knew she was going to get paid.
Sergey paid for that.
That's incredible. So what I learned about from reading about her, I don't know about her politically, but she gets deals done. She knows how to work it. And when things look a little south and Putin's like, I don't believe we have a deal. It's like, let me show you my billion-dollar real quick and see if we can change your mind.
Well, then I will become, Russia is now a democracy. I don't know what happened in there. It's a billion-dollar. It's amazing the decisions you make.
Yeah, the current one isn't doing that.
So. No, Kamala's not going to. That ain't a, that's dime store.
Yeah.
This chick's got what billionaires consider to be the ultimate kryptonite. That's who we want to parade around in front of, like, the leaders of China and Russia. Some billion-dollar And how good would you feel if you followed up Sergey Brin and Elon Musk and you gave that a go and she's like, that's the best I've ever had. Like, that's the only way you're ever going to be better than those guys in that regard. Good choice, Kennedy 24. Now, on the flip side, if Robert Kennedy asked me to be a vice presidential candidate, I would say absolutely not. Because history is my North Star. Anytime you stand next to the word Kennedy and an election year is next to it, it's a good chance you're going to get hit by something hard. I don't like campaigning with the Kennedys. I don't want to be on that bill. First off, you're going to be president.
Well, yeah.
Second, there might be some ricochets that you don't like. Just
hey, well, she knows how to make deals, obviously.
Yeah, evidently. But I don't, there's too many projectiles floating around the Kennedy household for me to join up with one and stand above their presidential campaign signs. Not a good history.
She sought at least $1 billion from the Brin divorce proceedings.
And she was and the one boning the other guy.
And before they divorced, Sergey also donated $23 million to her BioEcho Foundation.
What?
And he's like, you know what? We're done.
He gave her $23 million. And then it scratches a billion-dollar check. Go off. Run away with your billionaire Tesla manufacturer, bitch. And he cuts her $1 billion, and that's reasonable. That's a world I will never understand.
Sure is, because he's with 113 points.
I mean, she's good looking.
She's good.
But she's not like that is, what I expect Google Boy and look, Elon Musk to be with.
That's why it has to be billion-dollar because there's something I'm not seeing in those pictures. She looks
pretty. Something under that sundress.
She's nice, but yeah, there's billion-dollar in there. That billionaires are falling over themselves to get inside of that. She's like a rocket. Those dudes can't wait to go to space and her.
The one up top, the 17 hours ago, is probably the least.
Which one?
Right. Keep going.
Oh, there. Yeah, there's
that one
there's
right some, there. Is that her?
That's a little downsy on that one. Look, everybody can take a bad picture. The internet's not fair.
Look for the hot ones.
But for the most part, I'm seeing she's pretty good. Yeah. But I want to know about this billion-dollar dudes are just tripping all over themselves through their billion. You know, it's like Scrooge McDuck is swimming through his gold to get to her. I don't care how much money you've got. I'm not campaigning with the Kennedys. That's scary.
I'm doing it. You're going to be vice president.
Because hey, who would say it? Like, what are the odds it happens again? What are the odds that it's high? You people are targets. I don't like it. You guys might as well just walk around.
Once he announces, I'm going after the Italian families again.
Oh, crap. I quit.
Done.
Me and this here billion-dollar are going to stop all the mob activity. It's like, oh, Christ. All right, I'm going to stand at least 1,000 yards away from you at all times, Ben Avery.
We don't travel together.
Hey, C2 Tactical, you want to knock off all the chatter about the mob? Why do you call me that? Because you might as well have targets all over your body. Shut up. You're not going to win. Let's not double down here. Yeah, that picture of her right there, that's like solid. Yeah. That's where it was Sergey Brin. And, of course, Sergey is like, I'll do whatever I need to do. There she's laying in a hammock. This is all good stuff. But I'm still not seeing $1 billion.
No. Well, it's because we're not under that, you know, not seeing what's under that sundress.
Yeah. Something special. It must just. And Elon's like, what is the singing sound? I'm not wearing underwear, Elon. There's a high-pitched noise I cannot stop hearing.
She's got a Fort Knox tattoo that we can't see.
It's in there. Maybe that's it. Maybe you stick it in there and just billions start shooting out of her. Like, oh, my God, this is how they got it. Or you plug into her and just have great ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Like you invent the electric car. What the? She's like one of those precogs from that Tom Cruise movie where just she knows stuff. And once you plug into her, you're like, you can see the future.
She does have an offspring.
Maybe she's a time machine. Come,
yeah, I don't know. It was with her and Sergey.
Yeah, she has a kid.
Trust Lee Brin.
Yeah. Right. And that's the last thing I want if I've got $1 billion, is a mom and her kid hanging around. Anyway. Crazy, but there he is. That's the new one. Nicole Shanahan. Can't win, but she's brave, I'll tell you that. There's no, that. I don't know what, why
about
is
that lineup? I don't know. It's my
Margot
was
Robbie
in a movie?
Zoe Saldana and then whoever that hot blonde girl is. And her.
I don't know. Was she in a movie?
The blonde was in that Black Widow movie.
No, I don't even know. Scarlett Johansson? Is that who that was?
No. The other girl.
Well, she was a stand-in in Westworld, apparently.
This girl, she's done some acting.
Well, just one. It looks like one episode, so.
She's
got her own IMDb page.
Yeah, there's no way she's going to ever, you know. The Kennedys don't have enough money for her. That's impressive. She wants to be vice president somehow. Not really. She wants to be president. And the fastest way to be president is to be a Kennedy vice president.
You don't got to run.
You just have to wait it out.
Show up.
And the best part is you're only going to have to do it for a couple of years. You don't have to stay president, but you're going to be president. You're more than likely going to be president. Grandpa Joe, and not the one from Willy Wonka, created this mess. And every time a Kennedy's in charge, the people who remember Grandpa Joe, Brett's folks, take care of the family. So anyway, that's the political rant. But I turned my head. Well, maybe Kennedy's on to something. But I don't know. She's going to be the first. If they win, she'll be the first female president. Yeah,
Can you imagine if there's three? You know, you got the independent side and the vice presidential debates between
whoever Trump chooses. Oh, it'll be all
Kamala,
girls.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it'll be Carrie Lake.
Yep.
Oh, baby. Or that crazy one, that Katie Britt that did the response thing to the. Oh, the one that made me almost
good home, almost good housekeeping.
Yeah.
That, or he's going to go
in the kitchen,
or he's going to go after a hot one like Margot Robbie, just so you know.
Southern comfort.
See, I grabbed that in my opinion.
Mine's so much hotter than
exactly
than Kennedy's disgusting pig, who just billionaires. Not me though.
They negotiate the deal, and all of a sudden it's Stormy Daniels.
Yeah,
she's
okay.
Back in.
I'm in it for the laughs. I think that would be fun. But yeah, that's a
come to an agreement.
It's bad that when you're running for president, you know, only a Kennedy would have a lower life expectancy than Biden at this point. I mean, that's the only guy who, like, Kamala has less of a chance of becoming president if Biden wins than the Shanahan girl does if Kennedy wins. Because I know what happens to Kennedys when they get close. And they're everywhere. Somebody's got to get a mop and a bucket. And there's a new president. Anyway, Brett, you're up. On the thing, you want to get
sure.
in a second?
Yeah,
are you ready?
Yeah. Okay. You know what? We've been talking about Diddy for the last couple days.
Okay.
And let's do the song that is playing on his plane while he's flying to Antigua. Like, he's taking off, and like, what song is he playing?
Okay. His fleeing
from his
song.
Point of point. His, yeah, okay. From his point of view.
And P. Diddy, he did. All right. P. Diddy's "I Got to Get the Hell Out of Here" kind of song.
Pretty much,
as far as that goes, or. Maybe you take the route that he didn't do it, and he's, you know, it's a plan.
Yeah.
What song is P. Diddy listening to on his illegal flight to Antigua? All three houses being raided by Homeland Security.
I mean, I kind of did it yesterday with the bridge song. So yeah. I won yesterday technically, but we weren't playing.
Yeah, it wasn't the game, though. You jumped ahead. It's 9:17. You want to help out. Holmberg at 98KUPD.com, your Rock War suggestion for P. Diddy's escape song. And we're going to band... Escape by Rupert Holmes. It doesn't even make sense, but just in case somebody says it. Anything you got, you can throw it at us. 97936, text away. We'll find out what our selections are next. It's 98.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
It's time for the weekly battle of musical supremacy known as Rock Wars, brought to you by our friends over at Mo Money Pawn. Short or long-term collateral loans from $10 to over $100,000 American dollars. No credit needed, top dollar paid, with the entire process just taking several minutes. Way to go, Brett.
Sorry,
MoMoneyPawn.com. Rock Wars theme, you know, everybody's kind of got their eye on the P. Diddy thing. And as surprised as we all are, it's somewhat unsurprising. I think that's it's overwhelming. I'll say that. The P. Diddy news is like, huh, what? Like, these are major league super crimes. And seeing helicopters over all of his houses, seeing boats in his house up on
boats,
the
boats, subs,
Miami,
jets.
They literally had boats. Like, the raid came from every direction. This is no joke. And he's floating around trying to get out of here. They got him in the Miami airport. He's got planes in different places. He's bouncing around. So Brett's theme this week is P. Diddy's brain, if he's got a song in his head at all, while he's trying to fly from Palm Springs to Van Nuys to Miami to Antigua. And, oh, my goodness, so many places you could go. What's in P. Diddy's mind? A theme song for P. Diddy's On the Lam Time. Brett, who would you like to go first?
Let's go with Brady.
All right,
Brady. He was taking a while to get in on this one. I'm interested to see.
A lot of thought.
It was the first song that came to my mind, and then I started looking around. Oh, and like, you know what? When you're on the run,
is it up and away?
It's my
again?
it's my effort to get Michael McDonald to win.
Oh, nice!
I'm going with Christopher Cross's.
Huh?
It is the night. Ride like the wind.
He had to sing it to get
the
title.
The name of the song. Good stuff. What's it called again?
Ride Like the
That's
Wind.
That's right.
I'm Michael McDonald and Christopher Cross.
That's right.
It is the night. My body's weak.
heart's pounding.
I'm on the run, no time to sleep.
He might write a rap to this.
This would be a good sample.
To be free again.
Yeah.
And I've got such
here we go.
A long way to go.
Such a long way to go.
All right, that's enough. We're idiots.
The quartet makes a surprise
Every
visit.
Every single person in this room has lived a half a century. Minimum. And yet... Oh, wow, geez. All right, mine's sabotage. Right,
there you go.
I didn't know you still had me.
Yeah, we got all right, so the one
John,
thing,
you go ahead.
One thing
yeah,
that
go
can,
John.
One thing that can piss him off even more is that three Jews just stole his genre.
Damn.
And that's rolling in his head, too. He's like, he was the face of rap for the longest time, and now these guys are back flawlessly. Sabotage. And it would be in his head, he'd be like, this is all I'm getting. The fix is in. Those are great.
Video's even better.
Oh, so good. I watched that a billion times when it came out.
So listen up.
All right,
of course, you're going to pick your people.
Now, that's right.
Agenda.
Jews win again. The Jews win again, P. Diddy. All right, go ahead, Brett.
Fine choices from you guys.
Thank
but
you.
I think this one is probably going to describe it the best because one of the lyrics is, they break down the doors, they rape my rights,
oh,
but they won't touch me because they're out to get me.
Oh.
Guns N' Roses.
Oh.
Yeah,
get ready for
the.
You know
the part. I crank it up in the system if it wins, but this part.
It's a great one, yeah. Is that right? No, that's not it. I'm getting out of here.
Well, basically, the choruses are out to get me. They won't catch me. I'm effing innocent.
That's right.
And that's what he's screaming all the way to. Okay.
That's true. And that's what both of us had the thing that he's going to hold on to his innocence.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Brady's just got him running away. Ride like the wind, baby. You never know. P. Diddy and put on a little crisscross for me. Not that one. Ride like the wind. All right. Will it be Ride Like the Wind by the great Crisscross and Michael McDonald? Will it be Brett's song, what was it called?
Out to Get Me.
I always call it F'n Innocent, that song.
Well, that's,
yeah, it's what
he's
says
screaming.
Over.
Yeah.
That is the Guns N' Roses Out to Get Me, and I chose Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. You can vote Holmberg at 98kupd.com. You can text WARS 97936. You can call us 585-9800. We will find out what your votes are and have a winner for Rock Wars coming up next.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
All right. Right in the middle of Rock Wars, it's 9:44, and the votes are flying in. Very tight battle here in the emails, which is a little disappointing. P. Diddy's Got to Get Out of Here song. What's in his mind? Is he claiming innocence? Is he just running for the sake of running? Is he guilty and he knows it? The theme songs Brett chose was Out to Get Me by Guns N' Roses. I chose Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. And Brady chose
Ride Like the Wind.
That's right. Just want to make sure he's still new. By not Michael
he
McDonald,
wrote it down.
But Christopher Cross. Smart. The emails are flying in. So y'all had some good choices, but I think Brady's choice is solid. Derek says, Guns N' Roses, a WAP for the win. This one says, Brett is the best at telling everyone he's innocent. I don't know what you're talking about. Body in a canal. What's a canal? I'm going with GNR. If anybody knows how to get out of this, it's him. This one says, I suggested Renegade and Sticks to Brady, and he went with Crisscross and McDonald. Scoff. I hate that, so I have to go against... Oh, I hate that I have to go against GNR, so I'm going to go Holmberg because I think it is Sabotage. Don't get me wrong. P. Diddler is guilty, but they're rating like they're trying to cover up other names. Ooh, controversy in your thoughts. Great picks this week, Chancellor. Brady's song isn't exactly rock, but I can't stop imagining Diddy in an 80s-like montage while Ride Like the Wind blares over the scene and him looking out of his jet over Miami. I'll go with Brady. Damn it. Jesse says, everything good? Surprised no one. Brady went with Staying Alive by the Bee Gees, but he picked a good one this week. And I choose him because if the quartet sings it, I know I'll be happy. No. Alvina says, I vote for Brady. He effing did it.
Brady did this?
Oh, that's just poor English. I see. Did he do it?
It goes along with him.
Yeah. No innocent man tries to run away. They duck and dodge. I want to go with Bert, but the Jews run strong together. My vote's for the tribe. I'm staying with you, Jew. God, not a... When will it end? How did nobody choose Mo Money, Mo Problems? Just stay away from Diddy's own songs.
Yeah.
Too easy, yeah. Anyway, Brady gets my vote. O-H.
I-O.
This one, hang on a second, a whole bunch of them in here. Whoever was helping Brady cheat last year apparently has perished. Good God, Brady.
Yeah.
Rabbi, my vote goes to you and your people. Holmberg for the win because the Jews always take everything. All right, this is just out of hand. I will say that.
Sign Kanye West.
Yes, through it all. Right, yeah, I got Kanye emailing me. Brady won the email battle, and it was close. 11-8 over me, and Brett got 6. And then 7 on the last one here. So what do you got over there, Toledo, in the text and stuff?
Currently, by 6 votes, Brady's got it over Brett.
Oh, boy.
Man.
All right, John Gordon, final call, best of 5.
Got 5, so right. Pick one number of 1 and 5.
Johnny G, 1 through 5. He's been great at picking himself. Today, it's email, and that, my friend, goes to Brady. Brady has a win!
Oh, he got
3
one.
Months!
It is almost 4, March 27th, 2024. Brady's off to Schneid in Rock Wars. Oh, boy.
90-day penance.
That's right. And he's only 1 month away from performing the 6 and 9 at the U-Fest. We're running into a little trouble with that. Evidently.
What?
Evidently. A dude,
can't do that?
A dude performing a sex act on a doll in public is frowned upon. Who knew?
We need a special license for it.
So maybe just a video of it we'll put on the screens. I'm not sure if that's legal.
Probably yeah, I don't
not.
Know. I don't
I'll talk to the guys over at the Independence High School and see if they've got any cameras for it.
Oh,
see if
get Brady out there. There.
The teacher can film Brady changing with his date. All right, fine. There it sits right in front of us, Brady's song. Oh, boy. You have it ready?
Yeah.
All right. Crisscross, Ride Like the Wind. It's in P. Diddy's car right now. John, which one would you have chosen? Brady also. Over Sabotage and Guns N' Roses. Figure that out. All right. Can I post this? I'm not sure. It's a long one.
It's a long one.
It's a long one. I don't necessarily want to post it.
Dear Casey, I may be in trouble for sex trafficking. Could you play a song for me that motivates me to get the hell out of town?
It's for you, P. Diddy. Good luck to you, your family, and all the people you care about, including the kids that you've harmed over the years. Ah, you're going to jail. You did it. It's for you, P. Diddy. It's Crisscross, 98.
Weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.